What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Coach Vaughn podcast. I'm Vaughn DiCarlo, aka Coach Vaughn, and Coach Vaughn is on. Today's quote comes from Louise Hay, another person that I wish I had discovered earlier in life, but she's with me now in spirit, obviously, because she has already passed and transitioned into full spirit. But that's okay, because the body of work that she left for the world, oh, is such a blessing. She is the affirmation queen, okay? If you need to reprogram your mind, visit a Louise Hay affirmation. The quote of the day from Louise Hay is, "The point of power is always in the present moment." How difficult is it for you to stay in a present moment? Oh my God. Athletes, artists, stand-up comedians, you know, musicians, we have this wonderful privilege and gifts from God that we experience what we call these zone outs, right? These moments where, you know, it's like, you know, we zoned out, we're doing our thing and time just passes and we're performing, we're doing our thing, right? It's like something took over us and we were present. That something that took over you is just you allowing yourself, your higher self, to be directly connected to the source, that which is God, and you just being present in the moment. It's like people say time is an illusion. Well, it most certainly is in a lot of ways, because if you look at the timeline of past, present, future, right? If you look at the timeline of it, if you make it, you make a straight line and you look and put past on one end, present in the middle, future at the other end, right? Everything is happening really at the same time. I just said the word time, right? Time, as I said it, is already in the past, but it was in the future in my mind before it came through my mouth and I said it out loud. And me just saying out loud and this conversation that I just had within the past 30 seconds is already the past. Past, as I say it, in the moment, was the future of my mind and the past as I said it out loud. Are you connecting with me? Or you probably just think I'm crazy, whatever. Follow along and maybe one day you'll connect with your higher self and the one source that is God and understand what I'm saying. But I think overall, it's important for us as people to find that space where we know how to stay in the present moment. Why? Because thinking too far in the past, What does that do? You can't change anything, right? You can only learn from your mistakes. These are things that we've heard a million times, but we still don't know how to practice it. So why is that? Why do we sit in our past? Well, it's called guilt. It's called shame. It's called a worry about, skip over to the other side of the line, the future, the anxiety of the future of the past repeating itself. Letting go, finding a way to let go and accept that you ultimately have no control over these things is very freeing. But the contradiction in that your thoughts create your life, right? It's a contradiction. And if you're like me, if you're an overthinker like me, you could get caught up in the web of going, okay, well, if I'm just carefree and don't think about it, then I won't learn from my past. If I don't learn from my past, the past repeats itself. And then that gives me a sucky ass future when I could have, you know, controlled my future by controlling my present moment, by learning from my past, then you're in this hamster wheel. So what's the answer? And by no means am I saying that I have all the answers. So do not like treat me like I'm a real life coach. I'm not a real life coach. And when I talk about sports, I'm most certainly not a sports coach. I'm not a coach, okay? I'm just an experienced woman that's sharing the present moment with you and my present thoughts that may change. The next podcast, I might have a completely different point of view because I may have had an epiphany or an experience that gave me a different answer. That's what's so confusing, but yet beautiful about our world. Every moment is the moment that you're in, but it's also a moment that's changing. Like, think about our universe, right? when we look up in the sky or we look at pictures of our sun or our moon, it looks like the sun is just up there chilling in the sky. Like it's just floating up there, giving us life, giving us sun rays, warmth and energy and all that which the sun provides, right? And the moon is creating tides and period cramps, but that's a whole other, that's a whole other situation. But we're looking up in the sky at the stars and which is part of our galaxy that we exist in. And it's like everything is still. It's like when you're in an airplane and you're sitting in your seat, you don't feel the speed that you're traveling at. Now, I'm sure Einstein and all the geniuses can explain this. I'm not going to attempt it. I'm just going to say that I understand the gist of it and dare not try to explain it. When you're sitting in your seat on an airplane, and the airplane is traveling how many miles an hour? Fast, right? It's going fast. You don't feel that. That's our universe, right? That is our universe. The sun is not sitting in the sky, floating and chilling. The moon is not sitting in the sky, floating and chilling. We have an understanding that we're orbiting around the sun, right? But when you think about it, our entire galaxy is moving at, I believe, 1.3 billion miles per hour or something like that. It's going at a massive speed, traveling through space. And going where? Where are we going? The sun, as the center of our universe, is in motion, speeding through nothingness, our universe. I say nothingness because what's out there? We haven't bumped it. Have we bumped into anything yet? Have we bumped into another galaxy? Where are we going? And why? Have we ever let off any passengers? No, we're all just stuck in this cage called Earth, traveling at 1.3 billion miles per hour through this emptiness of space, going where and why? Now, I'm sure there's someone that's going to listen to this and have a zillion spiritual answers, a zillion scientific answers. That's fine. Please contribute, leave your comments and school me on something. I'm not just going to believe you at face value. It is definitely something I'm going to look up. I am definitely interested in quantum physics and all of these things that is very advanced thinking from my point of view. I believe we are all time travelers of some sort. But the point of power is always in the present moment. What does this present moment mean to you? And how is this present moment going to shape your future for the good or bad? Now, that does not mean dwell in the anxiety of planning for the future. And it does not mean dwelling in the guilt and the shame or whatever you're carrying from the past. It means really taking a breath in this moment. What is happening in this moment? Are you in your car listening to my voice? Are you at home? Are you at the gym? Where are you in this moment? If you can, just stop. Close your eyes. Stop what you're doing. And breathe in. And breathe out. Experience the life energy that you just put into your body from this oxygen and the atmosphere of the nothingness that we exist in. This is great. No, I'm not high. I don't smoke or drink. If you're new to my podcast or my following on social media, I don't do drugs. This is just how my mind works. Can you imagine if I did drugs? First of all, I don't need any assistance bumping into walls, okay? Goofy and clumsy, that I am. I am that I am. You claim everything that you are, and some things you just got to be okay with. You don't always have to fix everything about yourself, right? Certainly, we all are a work in progress. We will never reach perfection because it doesn't exist. So why are we constantly in anxiety about our perfection, especially as women, especially when it comes to the vanity of yourself and how you look? And I am not vanity driven, although just like any person, look good, feel good, right? So you want to present your best self. But when you start altering yourself, that is, in my opinion, a cry for help. And as I go on my journey to 140, I have been on a journey of losing weight for so long. It's just a joke at this point. I really, really need to commit to getting to not a physical point in my weight where I feel like I look good, because that's part of the problem. I carry weight good. I think I look good at any weight. I look good as skinny Vaughn. I look good as chunky Vaughn. I look good as thicker than a stick of Vaughn. And I look good as fat Vaughn. It's not about how you look for me. It's about how you feel, especially if you get older. If one more person on social media asks me if I got a BBL, let me tell you something, honey. I do not have a BBL. Why would I add weight that I am trying to lose? Okay. Some people forget that the women that got BBLs, they had to take a picture of somebody to the doctor's office. Somebody was the blueprint. It was women that are naturally shaped like me. All my weight fell into those places. I cannot stand when people ask me if I got a BBL. I'm like, if you get a new booty, does it come with new knees? Because my knees don't want to carry what he got, okay? My knees and my ankles protest every time I stand up, like, hold up, wait a minute, lay back down. You got to meditate your way out the bed. How dare you? Just try to wake up and walk around. You're not waking up and walking around with all of this. You got to slowly roll yourself out of bed. You know what I'm saying? You got to roll out of bed. That's why I was so mad when that therapist told me, in lieu of a man, I should get a heated, weighted blanket and sleep with that. She set me up. She set me up, y'all, because what I tell you, some people love weighted blankets. And maybe I just had the wrong weight, because what I tell you, that blanket was so heavy, I needed a man to help me get out of the blanket. I could not get, it was the most uncomfortable feeling to me. I felt trapped in the bed. Like, who's going to lift this heavy ass thing up off of me? Yeah, so I digress. Getting back to the point. What is the point? The point of power being in the present moment. How do you get to that space where you're being productive, right? You don't just let everything go, which spiritually I'm learning that you let, the more you let go and just allow life to happen, the more things come to you naturally. I am not only practicing that, but I'm also experiencing things in my life that makes that very true. So why is it so hard to continue to practice that? Why is it a practice? Well, that's because we want to control everything. Control can be a hell of a drug, you know? And we feel out of control when we're faced with things that we cannot control, like death or rejection that was unexpected, whether it's from a mate or a job or your career or whatever. It's so hard, yet cliche, to say, oh, rejection is God's protection. Or this is just a lesson learned, something to learn from. All of these things we've heard before. Why is it so hard for us to attach to and just stay in the pocket of the present moment, stay in the pocket of letting go and allowing? Or as we say in my Christian Black background, let go and let God. We say these things all the time, but we don't practice them. We don't. We go to church, we wave our fans, let go and let God. God is good all the time. And all the time, God's good, right? We have all the sayings. We have all the sayings. But if we really believe that, why is it when we get home, we curl up in a fetal position and scream and cry about whatever it is that we're sad about in our life, or we don't have in our life, or we're wanting in our life and it's not coming? I can't tell you how many times I thought I'd have manifested something that didn't manifest. And then you live in a guilt like, well, did I manifest it wrong? Did I put it wrong on my vision board? Did I have doubt? I wasn't supposed to have any doubt. And I let fear get in instead of my faith. And then you're back on that hamster wheel. You're back on the hamster wheel. And you're like, oh my God, how do I get off the hamster wheel? Well, you don't. You don't. You know why? Because Earth is a cage and we're all trapped inside. Now, that was so... I'm sorry. Let me stop. I'm joking. All right. If I instilled any fear in your heart by saying that, let it go. Let it go. I'm telling you, that was the past. Okay. That was the past. Stop bringing up old shit. All right. Stay present. Let me take a sip of water and stay present. Stay present and make sure you are drinking your water. That's how you stay young. That's how you stay healthy. All of God's healing is in water. I will not take that back, all right? It damn sure ain't in that Hennessy or that vodka or that tequila. No judgment, but know better, do better. And at a certain point, look, addiction is hard. Addiction is hard. We're all addicted to something. If it's alcohol, it's alcohol. If it's drugs, it's drugs. Weed, marijuana. And people love saying weed ain't no drug. Okay. Okay. But a lot of people who say weed is not a drug can't do without it. So there's something to that. There is something to that. All right. I'm not here to be Judge Judy of nobody's situation. I know what my vices are. And I'm getting better. In most areas, except sugar. Where I have to do the most work is in sugar. While I might not take a drink of vodka, Hennessy, dark liquor, whatever, insert whatever liquor, I might not take a drink. I might drink water, but I just ate a whole vanilla cake loaf. So I can't judge nobody just because my addictive vice may be in a form of cookies and cake. Who's to say which is worse, right? Caffeine is not good for your heart. Sugar, obviously, diabetes and weight issues. I'm not a doctor. We already know. That's the crazy thing. We already know the complications of our vices. We already know the consequences of our vices. But we have to find that space where we discipline ourselves into better habits. There is glorious rewards on the other side of discipline. So why is that so hard? Why? That mysterious question of why just looms over everyone in the universe. And we just have to accept that you're not going to get the answer why. And if that's the only answer of the universe that will not be answered, then it must not be that important. That's how I see it. That's just my opinion. If God will answer every question except why, right? Because I feel like pretty much everything has an answer. Especially through science, mathematics, even our spiritual selves. Everything has an answer. There's something to follow. There's something to understand. There's something to be enlightened by. There's something to add and subtract. But that question, why, forever goes unanswered. Have you ever met anyone that had the answer to why? Ever? Ever? And then if there is an answer to why for a situation, there's a why on top of that answer. There is always why. So it's my conclusion that if why is the only answer that can't be answered in God's universe, his vast universe that is speeding through the vast nothingness of space at 1.3 billion miles per hour, we can figure that out in a scientific world. We can figure that out, but can't answer why to anything. So it's my conclusion that the why doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Not that anything matters, right? It matters, but it doesn't matter. Let me not say that our lives and the things that we do in this world during our lifetime in our human experience does not matter. That is not true. I do not believe that at all. What I'm saying exclusively is the why doesn't matter. If I go, okay, God's gift that he gave me to contribute my creativity to the world is through writing and stand-up comedy and making people laugh and hopefully think and be inspired by my process and creativity of whatever sort that I am putting out there in the world, which starts from writing. And half the time, I can't even take credit for what I am writing because it is downloaded directly from the source that is God. I'm telling you, when I zone out. Sometimes I have to stop everything I'm doing when God is downloading information to me, whether it's a chapter in my new book that I'm working on, or my stand-up comedy, or my TV series that I wrote, whatever it is. Sometimes I have to stop. If I was being downloaded with information right now for anything from God, I would have to stop what I'm doing right now and get to it. That's how directly connected to the source my creativity is. And that's how I know that what I'm doing is God's plan. But even within that, guess what you could say? Why? Why? Why would God choose writing and comedy as my path? Why would he choose my personality, my appearance, my characteristics? Why? Why this tone of voice? Why this face? Why this hair whose color I can't seem to figure out lately? Why? 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 I don't know why Rihanna's just popped in my head, but I don't know if that was the source of God or something else. We're going to pray on that. But anyway, why is a question that will never be answered. So it wastes your time. It wastes the moment that you are in to loom over the thought of why. Now there's some space for why when you're reflecting. For instance, if I'm going, why am I writing this that I'm writing? And then God downloads into my spirit and my mind's eye that the reason I am writing this is to contribute to the blah, 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 blah. And then you go, oh, okay. Thank you, God. But why? It's always another why. It's always another why. But if you do so happen to get a small answer within your spirit from God as to what the why is in some situations, which is not the answer of the ultimate, why are we born? Why are we floating through space on this big earth bus taking us to where we don't know and they won't let us off? There's no stops in the galaxy where we could get off as passengers and get on course for another galaxy. We are stuck on this Earth bus and we are traveling 1.3 billion miles per hour to where and why? That's something I don't know. I have a long life to live. I don't think I'm going anywhere anytime soon, but I also don't think that that will ever be an answer that I will come across maybe in the next realm. Maybe when I transition into full spirit, those are questions that are answered and we will understand why we couldn't have those answers here in the realm that we exist in now as the spirits living in these human fleshy bodies. Ooh, you hear that? I'm tapping on my neck shoulder blade bone, not shoulder, neck bone to the ear bone and ear bone connect to the ham bone and a Okay, I'm getting silly. Anyway, the point of power is always in the present moment. So how about we just figure out a way to stay in the present moment? We stop looking for the why for every turn. Why did I have to get a divorce? Why did my fiance die 1 month prior to her wedding day? Why did my mom die the way she died? Why did my mom get cancer? You know, there are looming questions in our spirits for so many things. And it's usually around our traumas. It's usually around our grief and our loss. And what I'm coming to terms with is those moments bring you closer to God. Our ultimate journey on earth may be to find our way back to ourselves, back to God. That's why I've been saying for years, stay in the light, stay in the light. I've been saying it longer than I actually knew what it meant. It was just a feeling that I always had internally within me that says, stay in the light, stay in the light, stay in the light. The most free I feel is when I'm on stage. That is the moment where all moments are gone, where I can stay fully present. And if I ever come out of that present moment, that's usually when I have a bad set. If I reflect on any bad moment, well, I can't really call it a bad moment because even your struggle moments on stage are learning lessons, right? So I wouldn't even be able to have this conversation with you if I never experienced a bad moment on stage. So even within those moments, if I reflect on what happened there, I came out of the moment. I came out of the moment, or I didn't honor the moment for what the moment is. I tried to make the moment something else, something that I wanted it to be. Oh, we do that all the time in relationships, don't we? Oh, no, 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 no. Excuse me, red flag. Excuse me. Move, move, move. Let me paint this red flag green. Let me start painting. No, you're going to be what I need you to be, what I want you to be, what I desire you to be, what I imagine you to be. And then a year or two later, you're like, how did I get into this? If you really take a look at it, you didn't honor the moment. You didn't honor the red flag. You painted it green. It's a go. No, God said, stop. You were like, no, I'm a go. Okay. We're constantly like, oh my God, how could God let this happen to me? Because he gave you free will. And you allow yourself to not be present in the moment and honor that which is the gift that God gave you of your free will. Live in a moment, people. We can go on and on about this forever, but I think the point has been made. I hope that your soul heard me. And if not, too bad. You ain't getting off this earth bus. See you next time. Thank you for listening. I'm Vaughn DiCarlo, aka Coach Vaughn, and Coach Vaughn is out. Hey, so I want to thank you all again for listening to the Coach Vaughn podcast. And you can follow me on social media at Vaughn DiCarlo across all platforms. Visit Funny Vaughn, V-O-N, that's Funny Vaughn, V-O-N.com for links that is everything associated with me, yours truly. Specifically Patreon. Go join my Patreon where you will get exclusive content. And I'll see you next time. Coach Vaughn, out.